Nanda Maharaj,
Krishna book reading,
returned to Vrindavan
in Srila Prabhupada house, 29th October 2010, in Vrindavan.
You have to have this feeling of separation, then we can go ahead, make progress in our devotional life. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, which is the mood of the gopis, Rajavasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this to Goswamis, and Guru Parampara is coming. First we are doing Vidhi Bhakti, and many years gradually will come to spontaneous attachment to Krishna and things related to Krishna, Krishna.
Vasudev, who happened to be the real parents of Krishna and Balaram, wanted to keep them now because of the death of Kamsa.
24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness, he can feel the presence of Krishna still now. But we are not fortunate. Anybody is fortunate, we can feel. His Radharani is moved highest. Madhavendra Guru was speaking like that. And so he was going through the Vrindavan. We went there, Govinda Kunda, and chanting, dancing in such ecstasy, forgetting day, night, place, all these things. And so he is so much absorbed that Krishna has to come to bring him, to bring milk for him, to, so that he is not starving. I say the philosophy can understand Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Naam, Rup, and Vigraha, non-different. So he was chanting the name, he was saying Krishna, a non-different. Swarup came Krishna himself. Then we can say Naam, Rup, and then Vigraha. And Vigraha came. You see, there is no different. Very sukha, it's very subtle. We have to be pure to have this sort of experience and all this thing. Overnight you cannot come. Very slowly. Naam, he is chanting. He is forgetting his bodily demands, eating, sleeping. This is most important bodily demands. You have to sleep, you have to eat. The more one advance, it becomes less and less obvious. We should not do it. Artificial purpose. It will come automatically. As we will have higher taste, as we will have eagerness, lobe, all these things. And also vairagya. This is step by step this will come. But lobe is the only price. Maybe just like a greediness, something sort of extreme eagerness. You cannot actually exactly translate this lobe. Lobe means something extreme. Sort of coveting, something like a hankering, something intense. Strong desire. It's called utkanta, something. It's called loulam is the best word. Rupa Goswami said, if you want to become Krishna consciousness, want to get Krishna, love of Krishna, you have to have extreme eagerness. Ekam mullam, this is the only price, nothing else. You don't have a big scholar, big this, that, nothing. This thing is the price. And come, you do in feeling a separation from Krishna, you render devotion. That's the best method gopis used to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He taught the Goswamis, and Goswamis are ideal case. You see, a Guru Parampara, this thing. So are teaching in terms of considering time, place, and circumstances. First, Vidhi Bhakti, and gradually you have got a test, then you have got gradually low. If you are serious, you will be enthusiastic, you should be determined, have patience, and automatic. We can make progress. God is very dear to you. He is far away in all this thinking. He is very near. You don't think that much. Out of mind. But usually somebody is dear. Simply hear, read, and try to relish. Preferably not ask question. Somebody asked Prabhupada, question Prabhupada, where is that mountain which is 95 or 85 miles? What is that? I won't answer. I said, no, people ask, how to answer question? Many cases like that. Again, Prabhupada sometimes says, any question? He's reading this. Read. He asks some of his disciples, sit down, read it. And many days this, Prabhupada stop. Now anybody has any question? Prabhupada says, try to release Krishna. Then he develop attachment. As good as developing attachment to Krishna.
Yes, but